The following is a presentation from Lancaster Baptist Church and Pastor Paul Chapel.
Let's take our Bibles for a moment tonight. Let's turn to Psalm 51, if you would. Psalm 51, and we'll look at verse 10 in just a moment. 2 months from tonight, our revival meeting begins. And over the last 4 weeks, we've looked at a revival truth and a revival story from history with the desire that God would put something in our hearts as we approach this January to set our affections on things above and not on the things beneath. That somehow God would do something of an unusual fashion in our church this January. We're asking God to revive us again. That He would break up our fallow ground. And that He would turn our hearts to prayer. But where does it all begin? Revival seems to be kind of a big topic that seems to be out of our reach. I believe our verse tonight gives us the key. It says in Psalm 51 and verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." The key word tonight is mentioned twice in this verse. Me. I need revival. The person in your seat needs revival. And God's always willing to start with just me. He found a me in 1904 in the island of Wales. That me was a 26-year-old college student named Evan Roberts. Interestingly enough, in the Welsh revival of 1904 and 1905, the vast majority of the revival work started amongst young people. Well, I don't know about you, but that excites me. That it could be in our youth group, our college, that God started a great revival right here in Lancaster. He actually wasn't a preacher. He was a student who just seemed to be anointed and put in the place to preach most of the sermons and most of the large meetings during that 12-month period of time. In fact, he did very little preaching. And when he did, every sermon had 4 points, and they were always the same. He preached the same message every time he preached. And these were the points. Number one, is there any sin in your life that you have not confessed? If so, get it right, and get it right now. Number two, is there anything in your life that is doubtful? Anything that you cannot decide whether it's good or bad? If so, get rid of it now. Number three, do whatever the Holy Spirit prompts you to do now. Number four, if you have not done so, publicly confess Jesus Christ as your Savior. And do it now. F.B. Meyer, commenting on this great revival meeting, said these words, "The supreme test of a revival is the ethical result," meaning the lives changed. And boy, were there ever lives changed. 100,000 people in Wales in 12 months trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. R.B. Jones, who was one of the preachers of the meeting, gave this testimony, and I quote, "It mattered not where one went, the consciousness of the reality and nearness of God followed. It was felt in homes, on the streets, in the mines, in the factories, in the schools, the theaters, and even the drinking saloons. Bankruptcy hit every saloon. Theaters went out of business. Drinking clubs became prayer rooms. Even the schools were affected. In fact, wherever people gathered became a place of awe, and places of amusement were practically emptied. And in one schoolroom where children were gathered together to pray and give testimony, a K-4 student looked at her teacher and simply said, 'Do you love Jesus?' It was the perfect arrow that struck the teacher's heart, and right before the class on her knees accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and ended up becoming a missionary till the day she died in the country of India. It was an amazing revival. Special crowds would gather in Wales, particularly for the sport of football or soccer, as we call it here. And it was an international craze, much like football here. And on one occasion, during the revival meeting, there was an international trial match that took place. And every year, thousands of people gathered. In fact, they ran special train routes from particular cities to come with people to fill the stadium. And where there were normally thousands of people at this soccer match in 1905, only 400 people showed up. And the soccer clubs disbanded. The place was arrested with God. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't it be something if we were so arrested with God that it changed everything we did? You say, but where did it all start? Well, this is one of the unique revival meetings because it was covered by the national media. Much reporting was done on it. Late one night, a reporter came to the country of Wales and came into a particular city where the revival was burning particularly hot. And he arrived in the middle of the evening. It was already dark and he couldn't find any places of worship gathering. And so he found the nearest person he could find, which was a police officer. And he walked up to the police officer and he said, "Sir, where is the Welsh revival?" And the police officer unbuttoned his coat and he reached to his shirt and he unbuttoned a button. And he opened up his shirt and he pointed right inside of his shirt and said, "Here is the Welsh revival. May God do it here in me." Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you and praise you for the blessing of the possibility of revival. Lord, we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We know that the great God of yesteryear, the God of Jonathan Edwards and the God of Jonathan Lamphere in the Second Great Awakening and the God of John Wesley and the God of George Whitfield and the God of Evan Roberts and the God of Wales and the God of Europe and the God of Spurgeon is the God of today. You're the God of Lancaster. You're the God of this city. Lord, I pray that you'll arrest us. May you make things that are insignificant be just that in our hearts. And Lord, may this year at our revival meeting, we be changed forever. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, Pastor.